Hi, this is Tori. Welcome to the Shatter Silence podcast, a production of HeardBelievedLoved.com. Forgiveness is a hot-button topic in both secular and religious culture. The phrase forgive and forget is tossed around like a beach ball, and frankly, it really upsets me. I think it's human nature to hold on to our hurts, especially in abusive situations. When someone's trust is blatantly trampled on and they lose what feels like chunks of their soul and identity, it can be a huge deal to ask them to forgive their abuser, let alone quote-unquote forget what happened. As someone who survived abuse and has been in recovery for several years, I think that forgetting is absolutely not the goal. Pretending that injustice didn't happen or acting like everything okay is wrong. I'll say that again. It is wrong. If you have gone through abuse, whether sexual, emotional, verbal, or physical, I first want to say, I am so sorry. I am sorry you have that burden. I'm sorry you've struggled and hurt in ways that many people don't understand or even want to acknowledge because it's not a comfortable conversation. And secondly, I think the first step in recovery is acknowledging the truth. Admit your pain to yourself, to someone else, to God, to a trusted friend or a counselor. And when the emotions come, let them come. Don't shut them down. Don't silence that voice. I remember when I first connected the dots and figured out who my abuser was. For weeks and months prior to that moment, I had prayed about learning the truth. My memories were so hazy and fragmented at first, and I'd wondered if I ever knew who had hurt me. In the instant that I finally possessed the knowledge of my abuser's identity, my first thought was, I wish I could forget. I wish I could shove it all back down and just not know. It was overwhelming, horrible, gut-wrenching. They say the truth sets you free, but I felt like a caged bird, terrified and flapping my wings to escape my newly discovered cage. It took a lot of counseling, praying, tears, and journaling, but I processed through that hurt. And now, several years later, I look back at that moment as a turning point. You see, your mind is an expert at keeping itself safe, but there can come a time that you're ready to know the truth, even if you don't feel ready. Because once that cat is out of the bag, the real healing can start. That's when forgiveness comes into play. In the Bible, we are called to forgive our enemies and even love them. That can straight up be a sickening thought to an abuse survivor. I don't think it means we need to be best buddies with our abusers or even have a relationship with them at all. But I do think that a huge part of healing is forgiveness. We have to be willing to stop hating them. We have to give our pain and the injustice of our situation to Jesus. He's the righteous judge. He defends his children. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. I don't have to act out in violence back at my abuser. God's in control and he is taking care of that situation. Stopping that hatred is hard. I'll tell you that firsthand. It feels right to hate those who hurt us, to wish they die a horrible death or suffer like they made us suffer. But I want you to know there is such power in the love of God. There is power to let go of the hatred. There is power to stop letting that person invade your thoughts, give you nightmares, and make you cry. It takes time and a lot of prayer, but it is possible. And I want to say this too. Forgiveness is not a one-time deal. Sometimes you have to forgive those that hurt you over and over. When hatred bubbles up in your heart unexpectedly, forgive them again. When you see them suffering, or even if you see them succeeding, forgive them. God has seen what they've done in secret, and it's no secret to him. He has heard your cries. He knows the deepest reaches of your heart. And friend, make sure you forgive yourself too. So often, survivors internalize their pain. There must have been something that we did to provoke or earn the abuse. I want you to hear me. You are not to blame for being abused. You did not provoke it. You did not entice them by saying or wearing the wrong thing. You did not deserve it or earn it as punishment. Abusing you was a choice that that broken sinner made, and it was never your fault. I know this is a painful topic to discuss, and I appreciate you listening to me talk about it. If you need to talk to someone, please feel free to reach out to me. I am not a mental health professional, but I do have some amazing resources and can refer you to a counselor or a therapist that can help. Forgiveness is so hard, friend, but I want you to know as you fight this battle, you are not alone. You are seen and heard. Your prayer is not just hitting the ceiling. The God of heaven is bending down to hear you, and he understands the depths of your pain, and he loves you right where you are. I'm praying for you, heard, believed, beloved family. Thank you for tuning in.